December 9th. The religious mind is explosive. Can we discover for ourselves what is the religious mind? The scientist in his laboratory is really a scientist. He is not persuaded by his nationalism, by his fears, by his vanities, ambitions, and local demands. There, he is merely investigating. But outside the laboratory, he is like anybody else with his prejudices, with his ambitions, with his nationality, with his vanities, with his jealousies, and all the rest of it. Such a mind cannot approach the religious mind. The religious mind does not function from a center of authority, whether it is accumulated knowledge as tradition, or it is experience, which is really the continuation of tradition, the continuation of conditioning. The religious spirit does not think in terms of time, the immediate results, the immediate reformation within the pattern of society. We said the religious mind is not a ritualistic mind. It does not belong to any church, to any group, to any pattern of thinking. The religious mind is the mind that has entered into the unknown. And you cannot come to the unknown except by jumping. You cannot carefully calculate and enter the unknown. The religious mind is the real revolutionary mind. And the revolutionary mind is not a reaction to what has been. The religious mind is really explosive, creative. Not in the accepted sense of the word creative, as in a poem, decoration, or building, as in architecture, music, poetry, and all the rest of it. It is in a state of creation.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by HarperOne and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.